From the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, I'm Dave Anderson with Something Wild. Experts estimate that by 1871, there were more than 250,000 miles of stone walls throughout New England and New York, enough to circle the earth 10 times. The majority of New England stone walls were built between 1810 and 1840. Naturalist Tom Wessels refers to these decades when forests were cleared to pasture and closed by stone walls as sheep fever. He calculates the mass of stone in walls to be greater than the pyramids of Egypt, suggesting stone walls should rightfully be considered the eighth wonder of the world. These linear walls in winter woods represent an incidental but important wildlife habitat feature, providing hardened shelter and cold food storage. Myriad nooks and crannies of stone walls are fully provisioned pantries of acorns, beech nuts, maple, birch, and ash seeds, and conifer cones, restocked in autumn by mice, chipmunks, and squirrels. Stone walls contain hidden hibernacula, dens for sleeping, and separate birthing chambers connected by tunnels beneath and between the stones. Carnivorous, short-tailed weasels, or ermine, who turn white in winter, use stone walls as dens and also hunt small mammal prey within and along stone walls. Tracks in snow reveal how frequently weasels investigate stone walls. Larger mammals, raccoons, skunks, porcupines, renovate interior spaces to create cozy winter dens in areas devoid of fallen hollow logs and natural rock shelters. And while stone walls were constructed to contain sheep during an exceedingly short-lived era in New England landscape history, their legacy endures as ideal structural habitat, providing food storage and shelter to wildlife living in forests which have reclaimed former pastures. Something Wild is a joint production of the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, New Hampshire Audubon, and NHPR. For Something Wild, I'm Dave Anderson. Bobcat tracks in the snow.